This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The city of Denver is settled with a man who was shot in the face with a pepper ball during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Jax Feldman will receive $2.3 million after he was left blind in one eye. Feldman was walking to his car when an officer in a passing truck shot him. The actions of Denver police officers during the protests have resulted in $10 million in legal settlements. Western Colorado's Hawaiian community is extending a fundraising campaign for Maui relief. Bronson Henricks heads Colorado Mesa University's Hawaiian alumni chapter. He says the campaign to aid those affected by wildfires is continuing this year.
It's going to definitely be a years-long process to get Lahaina back to where it was, but it could potentially even take a decade to really get it back to where it was.
Colorado Mesa has a significant Hawaiian alumni base. Buying a home in Denver is hard, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that some people are still managing to do it.
The majority are white and second-time home buyers, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Millennials and older Gen Zers comprise nearly half the buyers, with the median home buying age at 43. Most people buying are couples, and just over a quarter of all buyers have children at home. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver today, wind chill is low as negative 20.